So can I tell you, don't wait till your boat's all sunk. Start asking God for answers quick. Ask him for answers quick when your house seems a mess. Ask him for quick. Get God wants to answer you. He's just waiting for you to ask, seek, and knock. Most people wait till it's so late. They're barely got their head above water. The boat's already under. Could you help me? I was like, you could have given me a little bit more time. Like the first time the doctor told you you had this going on, or the first time the spouse wasn't there when they should have been there, or your kid got in trouble the first time. Did you get what I'm saying? Why do we wait until we're in such an extreme crisis and then cry out to God? Why don't we learn to cry out to God? Let's just hang out with him all the time, and he'll even tell us when to cry out to him, amen? But minimum, when things aren't going right, get your brain out of the picture of trying to justify it and deal with it, amen? You will really save yourself a lot of long trials, amen? All he wants you to do is ask him. Be ready, though, because when you ask, if you're really ready to hear, maybe even ready or not, he's going to show you stuff. And believe me, there's actually a reason behind it. And it's not going to be somebody else. If it's affecting you, he's going to show you you. Can everybody say that? If it's affecting me, he's going to show me me. God's going to show me me, okay? He's going to show me me, and he's going to show you you. Amen. If it's affecting you, you have the problem. Can I tell you there's stuff going on all around BFA right now? It's not affecting me. Not even, but I haven't even lost 5 seconds sleep. Nothing. Why? Because it's not affecting me. Why? Because he's not dealing with me. When he deals with me, I'll get up in the middle of the night. When he deals with me, I'll stay in the word. When he deals with me, my head is, my face is on the floor before him. Amen? I know how to be dealt with by God, and I listen. But I'm not going to pretend he's dealing with me when he's not. You should know if he's dealing with you. You don't have peace. You don't have joy. Your life is going crazy. You're the one with the issue. Please quit looking at everybody else. If you're being drawn into somebody else's offense, there's no grace for that. You need to ask God, what do I do to quit being drawn into this offense? What do I do to not be a part? How do I be a part of bringing peace? What do you want me to do, God? Amen? Sometimes I'll say, do nothing, be quiet, and get out of the way. That used to be hard for me, but not anymore. I kind of enjoy it anymore. Amen. Like, yay, something I don't have to do anything about. Woohoo! Amen? Other stuff around you, they may be doing 10 times more junk that the enemy's involved in than you. But God's not going to tell you what they need to do. He's going to tell you what you need to do. Can I tell you, it feels awesome to humble yourself and get right smack and right standing with God? Even humble yourself, that opens a crack for God to break through to somebody else so he can heal and set them free. Amen? So, the Lord said to me, Cindy, you have put the ministry and you're starting to put your family under a curse. Not by practicing witchcraft, by taking God's word and using it as a law. In the new covenant. Become very sensitive when the Lord's showing you something is not what you're thinking, or he wouldn't have to show you. Amen? Do y'all get that? Does everybody get that? You will make your life and those around you much easier if you will catch on that it's not what you think. But he knows. He knows. If you ask for wisdom, he promises to tell you. Isn't that cool? He promises. He promises to tell you. Amen? Galatians 1. Paul is an apostle not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, the one raising him from the dead. And all the brothers with me to the assemblies in Galatia. Boy, that could preach just right there. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 1:4. Who gave himself for our sins, so that he might deliver us out of our present evil age according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory to ages. Amen. I wonder that you are so quickly turning back from the one having called you by the grace of Christ to another gospel, which is not another, like there are some troubling you, even determined to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we are an angel out of heaven, do y'all get that? Do you see how little covering? They had no covering back then. Paul's saying, even if I or an angel shows up and preaches a different gospel, don't buy it. If that's not the opposite of what's preached today, oh my gosh. Here's the thing. I wonder why you're so quickly turned back from the one having called you by the grace of Christ, and then you go to another gospel, which is not another, but it's there's some trouble in you, even determined to pervert the gospel of Christ. Even if we or an angel out of heaven should preach a gospel to you besides the gospel we've already preached, let them be accursed. Wow. What is Paul saying? If I miss it and I get messed up and I start preaching something that's not the true gospel, don't listen to me. That's what Paul's saying. Paul's always saying, I'd rather be cursed and basically get out of the picture than to be leading people into another gospel. Talk about reverent fear of the Lord. Talk about someone who cared more about preaching truth and doing what God wanted him to do than any way taking his anointing and calling it and having it perverted to preach what he wanted or people to hear what he wanted them to hear. Isn't that powerful? That's the kind of fear of the Lord I'm praying for. Amen.